Bad instructions. What is exasperation? It is disgust with things that aggravate a person for one thing. There is a trend which has become popular in the last 25 years or so. It was brought on by buying online. I call it, not so ready to assemble. I call it that because in the old days, when you went to an actual store and bought an object, it was usually together already. To save money and because of the problems with shipping, many items are in pieces and people have to put them together themselves. This can present all sorts of problems. One of the first ones that come to mind is bad instructions. I can't begin to tell you about all the horror stories about trying to assemble something with insufficient instructions, and the more parts involved, the bigger the problem. When I bought a BBQ online, I got a great price. I knew it had to be put together on arrival, but I didn't realize at the time how many parts were involved. The instructions were not the greatest, but in all fairness, I remember buying a Red Wagon for one Christmas before computers and the internet, and when I went to assemble it on Christmas Eve after the kids went to bed, I was very sad to see they forgot to put a hole in it to attach the handle and yoke. I had no drill at the time. I had to take a hole punch and keep hammering at it until I finally got through. It was a miracle I didn't wake the kids. When I finally got the hole punched and the wagon together, I was covered with nervous sweat. We were pretty poor in those days and each toy was important and had been saved for. I didn't want to disappoint any of the kids. It took hours to put the grill together and sometimes I wasn't quite sure I was attaching the correct part because the instructions could have been better. Later I found out, as irony would have it, I could have bought the same grill for a couple of dollars more, and for about $30 the store would have assembled it. That would have certainly been well worth it. Some products which arrive disassembled should be called Humpty Dumpty products because all the king's men could not put them together. I think one of the big problems is in the translations of the instructions from one of the Chinese languages to English. Another problem I have found is either insufficient drawings or drawings which show similar parts and you just can't be sure which part is which. This could have been solved easily by pasting a letter on those types of parts and referring to that letter under the drawing. Another problem is drawings which don't show you which side goes on the outside when the sides are different. When I was putting together two end tables to go on each side of the bed, they had different indents on the sides, but the picture only showed a triangle and the instructions did not even mention this. When I got the first one together, I realized the sides should have been turned around. This meant disassembly and then reassembly. At least I knew how the second one went. I didn't have this much trouble rebuilding a car and putting in a new motor. One of the really annoying things which can happen is missing parts. That is another thing that happened to me. There was just not enough screws and washers of a special size included in an office chair I was putting together. I admit it, it made me angry because I finally had the time to do the job. I decided to scrounge through all the extra parts I had accumulated over the years, and I couldn't believe my luck. There was a couple of screws, bolts and washers that would fit. I don't remember where they came from, but it was great finding them. When bad instructions are talked about, using language which does not sufficiently identify the piece and the position to put it in are a big problem. Sometimes the writers of the instructions use professional names for parts the average reader would not understand. Sometimes you need more than a short sentence to understand what the instructions are getting at. If things should be aligned in a certain way before performing the next step, the instructions should say so. The instructions should also be in proper order of operations so you can take assembly step by step, not jump around. One thing I would recommend to people is try and find out not only how many pieces need to be assembled, but also if there are many tiny pieces. I say this because they can really be a pain. I had a bad experience with another toy years ago. It was a miniature bowling alley. It was about 1.5 feet long. When I bought it, I believed it was assembled, but to my horror, not only was it disassembled, It had all sorts of tiny springs and other really small parts in areas which were hard to reach. I was so disturbed by this I sent it back for a refund. I would have had to be a watchmaker to get this thing together. When I buy things now, I try not to buy anything too complicated if I have to put it together. I also read all the reviews to see if others had a hard time with assembly. There will always be someone who does, but I look to see what percentage had problems and what the problems were. As I get older, I am less and less anxious to buy things which need to be assembled. The last thing I bought was a bed frame. It was all steel and top of the line. I bought it because the one I bought from a furniture store years before had actually collapsed one night and scared the heck out of my wife. It only had about 6 pieces and was incredibly strong. This was well worth it and was not an assembly problem. Everything should be this easy to put together. There is one good thing about the present, and it is you can find many helpful instructions online at YouTube. From complex builds to how to set your watch. If you ever get stuck on building something, try the first before you are tempted to dump the entire project in the trash.